Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
And friends, I know my God Almighty, and I just give God the honor. We give God the praise. I know you're still pushing. I'm telling you right now, it doesn't matter what time of the night, what time of the morning, or whatever it is. I got a question. Are you, my God, still raising war? Are you an individual that is zooming in and just doing, my God, and causing the things, my God, of the enemy to get out of your life? I thank God for each and every one of you, and always a blessing for you all to keep tuning in, and always a blessing for we can just keep sharing. But I'm telling you like this, this things of God, that if you want something from God, you got to understand, you got to press through it. You got to press through the fire. You got to press through your problems. You got to press through your issues. You got to press through the problems. You know, it doesn't matter. Amen. And let me tell you something. If you've not been stretching your walk with God, you need to check yourself. Amen. Because things in your life will begin to be stretched. And I just thank God for what he is doing. We thank God for what he done brought us from. But nevertheless, we're going to keep striving. We're going to keep pushing. We're going to keep going. We are not going to settle where we are. Yes, we don't overcome some things in 2017. We are still overcoming some things. Yes, we don't win some battles. Yes, we don't win some wars. Yes, we don't have to push against some opposition. Yes, there were times that we probably went and threw in the towel. But nevertheless, family, we got to keep moving. We got to keep going. We got to keep fighting. We got to keep pressing until we get into that place where God designed us to be. And that is a place where God designed for you and I, for our families, for our seeds, for everything that God has connected us with, for we need to be at. And let me tell you something, saints of God, it's not going to come easy. It's not just going to come on a silver platter. It's not going to come just handed to you. You're going to have to press no matter what. And in the midst of your pressing, yes, you're going to get discouraged sometimes. Yes, you're going to feel like quitting sometimes. But let me tell you something. The Bible that told me the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but he that endured to the end. And I'm happy to tell each and every one of you, and I'm happy to come on, my God, right now. I know that we have individuals that is going right now. They say, listen, I might not be strong. I might not be fast. But guess what? I have enough of stamina that I will endure to the end. I will stay at the end. I might not be the greatest player. I might not be the strong individual that is able to pass. But at the end of the day, I can keep enduring. long as I keep enduring, long as you keep enduring, no matter what, no matter what, you're going to see the victory. And at the end of the day, I never known an individual told me that I had to be pretty walking to the victory line. I had to look good. My hair needs to be done. I need to make sure I have the best clothes. I need to make sure I have the best look. I have the best thing. Baby, let me tell you something. Victory is a victory. Now you have to press. You got to press. Get to the victory line. Yes, you might lose some nails. Yes, your hair might be coming out. You might not have the best clothes. But at the end of the day, the race is not given to the swift or the strong, the weak and endure until the end. You keep praying. You keep moving. You keep pressing. You keep going no matter what. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to begin to see the things that the living God begin to move for you in your life. It's a test. By the end of the day, you're going to live past the moment. You're going to live past, my God Almighty. You're going to make it past the place where the enemy does design and gave you a set day that's going to take you out. And I thank the Spirit of the living God that he calls it everything that is within inside of you to raise up inside and inside of you, out of you. Because at the end of the day, now it's going to be a time to where God not for the only to make things around you a believer, but he's going to make you a believer in yourself. And I just give God the praise and we give God the glory. And I'm telling you what, all over my God Almighty, listening to us tonight, I dare you to begin to praise God in your heart. Begin to praise God right now. I know you might be tired, but baby, you got the press. I know you might really say, I don't know, Pastor, you got the press. Because if I can tell you to sacrifice anything that is worthwhile sacrificing, it's your time that you spend with God. It's your time right now. Because one thing I do know that pays real good is not about the $100 or $200, but that first seed, that first fruit is yourself. Father, we pour ourselves out in you tonight. We thank you right now, God, as we pour ourselves step out on you, God. As we empty out of you, we ask you, God, to refill us back up in the name of Jesus. Fill us up in the Holy Ghost. Fill us up with your presence. Fill us up with you, God. We want more of you, God. And as you've been changing different sides, begin to teach us the different sides of your presence, the different movements of you, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray in the Holy Ghost that you begin to teach us how to fight in the night. You begin to teach us how to fight in the nighttime. In the nighttime, when things don't seem as though it's going right. In the nighttime, when things seem as though it's all against us. God, we pray that in this season we will be skilled to fight us in the Holy Ghost, not only in the daytime, but skillful fighters in the nighttime. Teach us how to soar in the nighttime. Teach us how to win victories in the nighttime. Teach us how to intercede in intercession, God, in the nighttime. Oh, God, we ask you to pour out tonight, God, as we all get round the table in the spirit, and we uplift our voice, God, and call upon you tonight, God. We shake the heavens in the name of Jesus. We shake the heavens. We shake the heavens. I dare somebody tonight, you give God a hallelujah. We shake the heavens. And God, we thank you. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you, my God Almighty, the things how you made a way. We thank you. Even though in our walk, God, sometimes we might feel as though we're not thankful. sometimes about things, though we doesn't appreciate that. But God, we are not despising our small beginnings. We are not despising the place where you don't set us. And God, we say thank you on tonight. We thank you for what you've done in 2017. We thank you for what you've done in 2015. We thank you for what you've done in 2015. God, all we can say thank you for this place where you have brought us from. And now, God, as we prophetic release in the atmosphere, we prophetic release and speak to our destiny. We speak to our destiny. We speak to our purpose. We speak it right now in the name of Jesus. We speak prosperity. We speak happiness. We speak joy. We speak it right now in the name of Jesus. In every plan or attack of the enemy, of the adversary that it had set up for us in 2018, we coming against it right now in the name of Jesus. We coming against it over the ministry. We coming against it over our minds. We coming against it over our business. We coming against it over our finances. We coming against it over our health. We coming against it, God, right now in the name of Jesus. We coming against it over our emotions. We coming against it right now in the name of Jesus. And we can send a sound to go ahead to follow us in the name of Jesus. A sound that the trumpet is ringing, that God is reigning in our life, that God stand in our life in the name of Jesus. I soul say yes, Lord. Yes to your will. I dare somebody tonight to give God a praise. I dare you tonight to give God a praise. After tonight, we got two more nights. And I tell you right now, I tell you to turn it up in the Holy Ghost. Turn it up in the Holy Ghost. Somebody need to give God a praise. Give God a 12 a.m. praise. Because at the end of the day, I'm not praising because of what he's doing. I'm praising him for what he's going to get ready to do. Because what he's done, I already praise God for it. But what God's going to get ready to do, coming to me right now, I got to give God a praise. You got to give God a praise. God, we command our spirits. We command everything around us to come alive in the name of Jesus. This evening, God, we pray that as you release the anointing upon inside of us, we will accept whatever the anointing does, whatever you do, whatever the Holy Ghost moves. We accept that some relationship got to be serving. We accept that some things in our life got to be cut off. We accept that we are in a new place. We accept that we are your child. We are your son. We are your daughter. We accept, God, in the name of Jesus, that our life will not be the same. The decisions that we make will not be the same. We accept that family members won't know us no more. We accept friends and relatives won't know us anymore. They know that something is different and we are walking taller and bolder. God, we refuse to walk in the craftiness and the carnality of the enemy and of the serpent, God. In the name of Jesus, we prophesy for our life that we shall not walk in the trickery and the plan of the adversary, from manipulation, the scheming, God, in the name of Jesus, it will not work. God, we thank you that you're bringing a shaking in our life. God, we thank you that you're bringing a new thing in our life. God, we thank you that even right now, you are breathing upon us in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you've given us an anointing. You've given us our authority in the spirit that will cause the scorpion like spirit, the witch like spirit, the python like spirit, even Goliath their cross. In the name of Jesus, call them to fall at our feet. We shall walk on top, God. In the name of Jesus, for so serious. I dare you tonight. Is there anybody going to give God a praise tonight? My goodness, I dare you on a
hallelujah.
One voice and on
thank
a one
you,
time. Give God a hallelujah.
Jesus.
Is there anybody tonight
to
open up your mouth?
Hallelujah.
Can we just
hallelujah.
Have one call on a one
thank
prayer?
You,
somebody
thank
give God
you,
a hallelujah. Is there anybody
you,
tonight
thank
ready
thank
to
you,
praise
Jesus.
The living God? Can
thank
I get your phone
you,
back on mute?
You,
and can we just have one sound and one voice in the name of Jesus? Sometimes God likes to bring us to places like this, just to test us, to see how faithful and to see how we can follow structure and how we can follow order. The promotion is not in how much you give. The promotion is in how obedient you can be to God. How you can carry out assignments for God. That's why it's not too many, and that's why it's very few. Because it's few that will hold up to the end. It's many will say, I. But it's few will carry on the assignment and carry on the duty. Question is tonight, are some of you are the few? Are you on your way to be the few? Is only a few going to walk into the success things of God? But I know that God called us. And everybody that is connected around you, around me, they are the few that is chosen to be successful. You are the few that is chosen to be successful. If God didn't think it was in you, he will never put it on you. He gave you the assignment. He gave you the word because he knew it was in you. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. If it never was in you, if you never was capable, God will not give you or tell you to come around the table. Matter of fact, God will not allow you to connect with that movement because he knows you're wasting your time. He's setting you up to fail. It's a litter somewhere inside of you. It's a litter somewhere inside of all of you. Regardless how you feel, regardless how things in your life might come, that there is a winner inside of you. There is hope inside of you. And you got to understand that we cannot believe it for you. You got to believe it for yourself. And understand that no matter what, that there is a winner inside of me. There is a winner inside of you. There is a winner inside of you. Keep pressing. You keep pushing. Don't let nobody tell you that it doesn't take this. You better believe it takes this and plus more as you're seeking the face of the living God. Ask them a question. Can you get this heaven where you think you're going to be good? Worship in the Father. Holy is his name. God is looking for some faithful people that who's ready to lead, not a few, but ready to lead nations, ready to lead countries, ready to lead be his word. Are you all one? Are you all one? Are you all one? And I thank God for each and every one of you. But I believe that God has brought a lot of you to this table just to test you. To see if you're ready. See if you're ready. I thank God for you all. Until this time in the morning at 7 a.m., we love each and every one of you. You keep pressing. God bless you.